Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
Okay.
Just like backyard barbecues or a day at the pool, the Three Rivers Festival has always been a part of our summer fun. And the festival returns July 12th to the 20th. It kicks off with the annual Three Rivers Festival Parade. Browse art in the park with local artisans. Bring the family to Children's Fest. Stroll through Junk Food Alley. And don't forget about the festival concerts at the Hoosier Lottery stage with live music from nationally renowned acts. You can buy your concert tickets or check out a schedule of events at threeriversfestival.org. Don't miss the best summer experience in Fort Wayne, the Three Rivers Festival.
DSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday to you. Welcome into the month of July. You're probably on vacation this week. You're probably not even listening to my voice live. You're catching me later on the podcast. In which case, well, I hope that you hope you slept in. But it is the week that a lot of people take off. Although I think because the Independence Day holiday falls on Thursday this week, some people might take this, you know, Monday through Friday off into Saturday and Sunday. And others may wait until Wednesday or Thursday to start their vacation and then go into the next week. So some of you may be getting up and heading to work. Some of you may not be. But that's all right. We're here for you either way. Some of you are just going to get up with me no matter what. And I appreciate that. And we have a lot that we will discuss today. Jack Spillane will join us in the 8 o'clock hour. We'll be turning on the light. We will talk about his latest column at newbedfordlight.org, which is, I think, something a lot of people will have opinions about. But I don't know if those opinions are going to matter. The Poseidon statue, also known as the Whalemen's and Fishermen's Memorial, the city is taking it out of the city yard, out of storage, and looking to put it back somewhere. But there's some debate about where it's going to go. In fact, the city is asking for public input about where people would like to see it. And none of the choices that the city provided have it on the waterfront. One suggestion, for example, was that it would be over by the new pedestrian bridge, which I'll have a story up later on today at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, but the pedestrian bridge is starting to take shape. The arcs are now attached to the bridge, and it looks really cool. It's going to look really cool when it's done, but it's already, you can see how it's going to be an iconic structure in the city. So between that and a new New Bedford-Fairhaven bridge, which, as you know, Mayor Mitchell is going to push for a design that's just as much an attractive thing to look at as it is functional. Now, he got that with the pedestrian bridge. He pushed back on what the original design was. I don't know if he's going to get the same victory with the New Bedford-Fairhaven bridge. Just because, first of all, it's going to cost significantly more than this pedestrian bridge is. And also, I don't know what the variety of design is for a vertical lift bridge. But that remains to be seen. Actually, it remains to be seen on the pedestrian bridge too. You just won't have to wait too long for it to be seen. But we've seen the design, and now that we're seeing it put into play, it's really cool. But one of the options was putting the statue over there. And might just be my own reading comprehension, but I didn't understand if that meant at the whale's tooth end. I'd have to double check the story. In which case, it would kind of probably be over near the elevator that they're building. And it's funny because someone said to me, well, that's not going to work. They're only building an elevator on one side of the bridge. Well, they only need an elevator on one side of the bridge. On the Purchase Street side, it's street level. And in fact, I drove by there yesterday and I took a look at the walkway onto the bridge. And it's even that's a nice design. It's not just a straight walk on because they tried to make it so that a vehicle couldn't try to drive onto it. Right now, of course, it's all caged in. But I think what it's done, it's going to be a nice design on both sides as well as in the middle. But we'll talk about that with Jack. He has a great column at newbedfordlight.org. And speaking of great articles for you to check out, you should read Phil Devitt's piece at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. His coverage of the unveiling of Tavares Brothers Way down in the Bay Village area. I didn't get to go. So I told Phil, I said, I'll probably see you down there. And I know Barry went down, and I woke up multiple times during the night, Friday into Saturday. I had gone to bed early, just wasn't feeling well. I think it was just the fatigue from getting those vaccinations. So I didn't end up rolling out of bed Saturday till like noon. So I missed out, but from every account, it was a great time and a great celebration of what Tavares has given to the city. And now the city's able to give this honor back to them. You can check out Phil's story. Very well written. Great stuff. Photos. Check it all out. You can also check out Ariel Dorsey's story from Friday, the groundbreaking of the Zeiterion renovations. That I did attend. And it was nice to see, you know, everybody get recognition for all the hard work they put into this capital improvement plan for the Zeiterion. And to see everyone getting excited for what the future holds. Now, they're saying it's going to take about 18 months, you know, provided there are no delays. So you're looking at, you know, just a year and a half. So they're saying 2025, at some point, the Zeiterion will open back up again. And if you haven't been following along with the nearly $40 million in renovations, and by the way, they're still looking to raise another $5 million. They're about $5 million short of their goal, but they're confident they'll get it all done. But when you look at some of the renovations that they're making, you know, you can't say it's things that are superfluous. It's things that will not only make the theater going experience better, it will make the Zeiterion more a part of the downtown and part of the city than it already is. So we already know that, or maybe you don't know, because it's something that kind of happens behind the scenes, unless you have a child that goes and gets classes at the Zeiterion, you don't realize all that they do in educating the young people of New Bedford. And they're going to have new classroom space. They're going to have new group space. They'll have space available for the organizations that use the Zeiterion to be able to, you know, gather and discuss. They're going to have an expanded lounge they're going to have upgraded bathrooms. They're going to have a speakeasy downstairs. And they're going to have, inside the theater itself, first of all, some beautification and some renovation of the interior. They're also going to have, of course, new seats and an upgraded sound system. But I can tell you, you know, they've had a lot of acts come through the Zyterian. I've gone to see, you know, rock bands there. I've seen Weird Al, George Thorogood, The Cult. And while it sounded okay, I wouldn't put it on par with, say, the theater at Foxwoods and the sound that you get out of a show there. Well, once these renovations are done and once this new sound system is installed, you'll get a sound that's on par with that. They'll also, of course, have the marquee restored out front. I think there's some upgrades to the box office as well. So you're going to have a much more vibrant Zyterian. And something that, you know, is overdue for that building. It's 100 years old, yes, but the last major renovation of it was 40 years ago. And when they did that renovation to be able to open it back up again to the public, they had to replace the seats and they got secondhand seats from other theaters. And if you've ever gone, if you'd ever gone to the Zyterian and been there when the lights were up, when the house lights were up, and you took a look around, you'll notice the seats didn't even match. Because they were all from different places. They were kind of hodgepodge. Now you're going to have plush new seats, new sound, a much better experience. And then going forward, the next campaign, from what I was told when we took the behind-the-scenes tour, the next campaign would be renovating the stage area. None of that is included in this. That's going to be another fundraising effort. And then that would be, from what we were told, again, that's not going to require nearly as long for a renovation. When they do that, that's going to be something that they'll just do in the off season. So it shouldn't have any real effect on the show schedule. But it's going to be millions more dollars needed. But for now, you know, the Z season has come to a close. They'll have some other things that are coming down the pike that'll be in various places like they have been doing. And then in 18 months, the new version will open up. So you can read Ariel's story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about that. See some of the photos. They had a lot of dignitaries there on Friday morning. Perfect weather for it. It was under a tent, but it was still perfect weather for it. And a lot of excitement for what is to come. But also a lot of pats on the back, well deserved, because raising $32 million so far, with a total goal of $37 million, is not an easy task. And yes, the Zyterian got some ARPA funding. But this fundraising campaign, this capital campaign to improve the Zyterian came about and began before anybody had even heard of COVID-19. So they undertook this effort without even knowing that they would eventually get these pandemic relief funds, because nobody knew anything about an impending pandemic. So they took a big risk starting this. And would it have taken a little bit longer if not for ARPA money? Probably. But they still would have gotten it done. And in just under 2 years, about a year and a half, when it opens up, everybody's going to see the fruits of those labors. 508-996-0500. We can also take app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. We'll discuss some other stories this morning as well. A few of them you heard Phil mention in the news. But I do want to warn you, if you use Route 24 at all, it's not going to really affect you so much if you're heading toward Boston this morning. But on your way home, you may want to be aware that there is some areas of it that have been closed down, and they cut it down to one lane. Or actually two lanes, because it's in a three lane section. But it was closed for about 4 hours Sunday, and it may require more closings in the future because a sinkhole popped up in Route 24. As if Route 24 wasn't dangerous enough with the motorists on it, now a 2-foot deep sinkhole appeared. And you've got to wonder, if there's one, will there be more? So keep that in mind if you are heading into Boston or heading up that way to go to work and then coming home later on. I think the scariest thing that ever happened to me on 24, I was at my sister and brother-in-law and their son live in Brockton, and we were at his birthday party. And I had to leave his birthday party and meet someone else afterwards in Middleborough. And I was supposed to leave, I forget, by like 6 or 6:30, whatever time it was that I was supposed to leave by. And I was talking to my dad and I said, you know what? I'm going to leave. I'm not going to rush right out, but just a couple more minutes and I'll leave. And I think I finished my conversation with him, used the restroom, and then got in the car. So we're talking of a difference of maybe, 5 or 6 minutes. Got on the highway, started driving from Brockton to Middleborough on 24, and there was a nasty accident where a couple of cars had collided into each other in the far left lane. But one of the cars had turned like completely sideways and was blocking the two left lanes. Debris scattered everywhere. It seemed like everybody was okay. But I also realized, like, if I had left on time, I could have been in that. Like, there wasn't even emergency personnel there yet. So I was like, wow. Next time, the voice in the back of my head says, hey, hurry up, you're going to be late. There'll be another voice that says, yeah, but maybe that's for the best. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's take our first break of the morning, and we'll be back in just a few moments. Well, that didn't work as smoothly as I hoped that it would. But anyway, that sticks. And this week, we are giving away tickets to see Styx, Foreigner, and John Waite at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. It is the Jukebox, what they call it, the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes Tour. And it's coming to the Xfinity Center in August. We have your chance to win tickets. You can still buy some at LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. But we have your chance to win some all this week long. All week long this week. The show is on Friday, August 2nd, so it's not like you got to worry about getting up early and going to work the next morning. Unless you work Saturdays, but a Friday night show like this in the summertime, perfect. And you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. Now, the Doobie Brothers was once again one of our biggest contests we've done. We did that last week. And I just put up the Styx and Foreigner entries yesterday. And we've already got more people that have entered to win that contest than entered the Doobie Brothers this time around. So this is going to be far and away our biggest one yet, but you can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. They are the sponsors of Tim's Tickets all summer long. And now let's go to a renegade himself over in the newsroom. I don't know. Are you a Styx guy, Phil Devitt? Do you like Styx?
I like the music when I hear it. I've never sought them out, but I think it could be fun. Like, I would probably become a super fan if I saw them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one time I went to see Styx in concert, and JY pulled me up on stage, and I got to do the robot voice in Mr. Roboto.
I mean, that's like, you're going to see that on your highlight reel when you die, right?
That's not true. I stole that from Big Daddy.
Oh, see, I'm not on my game today.
I thought you were getting a Big Daddy Adam Sandler reference.
I love that movie.
So anyway, let's go into the newsroom and get all the headlines of the day from Phil Devitt.
President Biden talks the future with his family at Camp David. A plea deal could be coming for troubled plane maker Boeing. And a big moment for Willie Nelson right here in Bristol County.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President Biden spent Sunday at Camp David to discuss the future of his re-election campaign with family members. The White House says the trip was planned before Thursday's debate. First Lady Jill Biden, the president's children and grandchildren, were scheduled to arrive late Saturday. The private weekend retreat follows a nationally televised debate that left many Democrats wondering about Biden's ability to beat former President Trump in November. Top Democrats are coming to Biden's defense following his debate performance last week. In an interview with CNN's State of the Union, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi conceded Biden had a bad night, but urged voters to look at his record.
It was a bad night. Let's not sugarcoat that. It was a bad night. It was a great presidency.
She argued it's not about performance in terms of a debate, but performance in a presidency. Pelosi also sharply criticized former President Trump, claiming that Americans are aware of the lies he told on the debate stage. Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon is scheduled to report to federal prison in Connecticut today. Bannon is set to serve a four-month sentence at Federal Correctional Institute Danbury. He was sentenced to prison for refusing to comply with congressional subpoenas related to the January 6th riot at the U.S. Capitol. Today is the last day for Supreme Court decisions this term, with some key cases still in the balance. Top among them is the question of presidential immunity. Trump's lawyers have argued Trump is immune from prosecution for his alleged crimes committed while in office. The Justice Department is prepared to offer Boeing a plea deal. Tammy Trujillo with the details.
It would allow the company to avoid trial over allegations it misled the FAA during 737 MAX evaluations. Boeing would plead guilty, according to attorneys for families of victims from two deadly Boeing 737 MAX crashes. Under the terms, Boeing would plead guilty to a conspiracy charge and pay roughly $200 million in fines. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Forecasters keeping an eye on Hurricane Beryl in the Caribbean. The historic storm became the earliest Category 4 hurricane on record and formed farther east than any other Atlantic hurricane in June. Beryl built a Category 4 on Sunday morning, but was downgraded to Category 3 early today, with maximum sustained winds of 120 miles per hour. Former Miss Universe Olivia Culpo and San Francisco 49ers star Christian McCaffrey are married. They tied the knot Saturday in Westerly. Culpo is a native Rhode Islander. The 32-year-old was crowned Miss Rhode Island in 2012 before winning Miss USA and Miss Universe. And the 28-year-old McCaffrey was named the NFL Offensive Player of the Year in 2023. The couple had been dating for 4 years.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Willie Nelson on the road again after an undisclosed illness. The 91-year-old country music icon missed the first several stops on his Outlaw tour due to doctor's orders. An update shared on his social media account said he's been cleared to go back on the road again. Willie will take the stage on Tuesday at Xfinity Center in Mansfield. He'll be joined by Bob Dylan, Robert Plant, and Alison Krauss.
WBSM Sports.
The Red Sox salvaged their series finale against the San Diego Padres with a 4-1 victory at Fenway. They visit the Miami Marlins for a 3-game set starting on Tuesday night.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
We're expecting a blend of sun and clouds through the day today. We do have a chance of pop-up showers or perhaps even an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Look for a high near 75. For tonight, clear skies. It's going to be comfy cool with a low near 55. And for Tuesday, look for lots of sunshine with a high close to 83. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Kelly Bates on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Sometimes I want to give up.
not a lot of people realize that John Waite, the guy who was the lead singer of the Babies in the UK and then had his solo hit with Missing You, they don't realize he's also the guy that was the lead singer of Bad English, When I See You Smile, because at some point everybody had to have their hairband ballad, and that was his. And those are some of the hits that he'll be playing as part of that show, which again, you can enter to win tickets to see John Waite, Foreigner, and Styx, the Renegades and Jukebox Heroes Tour, Friday, August 2nd at the Xfinity Center. You can enter at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And then next week is going to be a really, really big week for giveaways. Next week, we've got tickets to see Rancid, Smashing Pumpkins, and Green Day at Fenway Park. So that's going to be a big one, too. So I don't know. Well, who's going to be the big winner of the summer when it comes in terms of getting entries? Styx and Foreigner are already shaping up to be up there. Janet Jackson had quite a few as well. We've also got New Kids on the Block coming. And I know, but there's going to be a lot of people that enter to win that one. So, and who knows what else we're going to get tickets to as the summer goes on. We already have something planned out for every single week as part of Tim's Tickets, again, brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. But we've also been working behind the scenes to try to acquire even more. So there might be some weeks when we're giving away a couple of things. Because to me, that's what radio is all about. Winning free stuff. And of course, giving you the opportunity to call in and have your voice heard at 508-996-0500. So now that we are a few days removed from the presidential debate, I was watching some of the news coverage last night and seeing what people were saying, and it seems like President Joe Biden still wants to go forward with that second debate in September. I didn't hear anything, and I probably just missed it. I didn't hear anything about the Trump campaign saying if they're on board for the second debate. I mean, it had already been agreed to, so there's no need to actually say anything on their part. But I could see it going either way. I could see Donald Trump saying, yeah, I'd love to have a chance to have him fall on his face again. Or he might say, you know what? We don't need to go back. It was such a lopsided debate the first time. I don't think we need to go back and do it again. He could say either one of those things and be justified in either stance. But the Biden camp is saying the president still wants to have another debate. They're downplaying the idea of any replacement. There's been conversations about who would be the replacement. And the fact that so many folks are saying that they would pick someone other than Kamala Harris could not sit well with her, I'm sure. But what, I mean, how would the Biden camp feel about that? Or, you know, let's just face what it is, Joe Biden himself. How would he feel about that? If they somehow talked him into a replacement, and then they're going to say, we don't even want that replacement to be your vice president. That's a tough sell. So I think he's probably going to stick in it. And if they do have a second debate, I would expect a much better performance. You know, maybe take a nap this time. I mean, I'm half Joe Biden's age, and I took a nap before that debate. And I was only watching it. So the fact that he's planning on, you know, doing it again, it brings up the question, was it just one bad night? See, the problem is people weren't thinking that going into it. They weren't thinking, well, if he has a bad night, it's just one bad night. They went into it thinking, if he has a bad night, it confirms all the fears that we have. So it was on you to assuage those fears, and he did not. So this conversation is going to continue, and it'll continue through the convention. I guess people who feel like he needs to be replaced feel like it's like there's enough time. But we're no longer really counting the months until the election. We're now counting it in weeks. So I don't know that you can not only mount a serious campaign, but also get all the delegates that are already lined up for Joe Biden to switch over. It's just, it's going to be a mess if they try to change anything. And do they feel like this other person that they might put out there can beat Donald Trump? Biden's stance is, I'm the guy that did it before, and I'm the one that can do it again. And I've also seen people who are going to vote for Joe Biden, whether it be because they're Biden supporters or because they're just not going to vote for Donald Trump, who have said, I already resigned myself to the fact when I voted for him in 2020 that he might not fulfill the entire term and that Kamala Harris would become president. I already resigned myself to that fact in 2020, and I really haven't seen anything to make me feel worse about that in 2024. You probably don't feel any better either, but I see where they're coming from. That if they were already thinking that was a possibility in 2020, they're not going to dismiss that as being a possibility in 2024. So I get it. I see what you're saying, but that's not really inspiring confidence, I don't think. 508-996-0500. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi, Mr. Weisberg.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I'm doing all right.
Yeah, I saw your photo with the hat.
Yeah.
Do you have any other of his clothing that you can put on and show?
So I actually have a bunch of my grandfather's shirts. When he passed away, we went and cleaned out the house. And because my grandmother died a few years before him, so they were going to sell the house. And so we went and cleaned out his all the stuff they had in the house. And he had a whole bunch of shirts, like brand new shirts that he never really got to wear. And, you know, every day he wore like a button down kind of plaid shirt. And so I said, well, these were all 2XLs. I'll take them. And they were actually too small for me for a long time. And then I was wearing some of them, you know, as I was going down in size, but now they're too big for me. So I'm probably going to end up donating them at some point. But I do have all those. I have a pair of his dress shoes. He had brand new dress shoes in a box that he had never worn. So I took those. But my sister had apparently grabbed that hat, and she's kept it hanging up on a coat rack in her house ever since.
Well, I don't see why you shouldn't wear it. I mean, wear it all the time. And could I ask you how old your grandfather was when he passed away?
He was, I want to say he was 80 or 81. I forget exactly which one it was.
Wow.
Because he passed a little bit before his birthday. So I think he would, I think he would have been 83.
Yeah, because I'm trying to imagine what kind of clothing is. That's not really kind of old clothing. Because like I said, my brother-in-law passed away last week there, and he was 81, and he was wearing the clothing of what we're wearing now. So your grandfather died back, how long ago was
2007.
That? No, that's not too bad. The clothing should, you could wear that stuff.
Yeah, it's no different than stuff that I buy, you know, in the store when I go into the store. And he was, my grandfather was, you know, I won't say fashionable, but, you know, he didn't hold on to clothes forever. Like he kind of, you know, he dressed kind of stylishly for the time because he had been a salesman. And even when he retired, he still worked. He worked for the As Seen on TV people, like with the infomercials. So he was still out there in the workplace really up until the last couple of years. He had a really bad stroke and never recovered from it.
Oh, that's too bad. Hey, post a pic of the old guy and let's see if you, do you look like him? Did he have dimples? You know.
I have a photo somewhere of myself, my dad, me, my brother, and my son all lined up at one of my son's birthday parties. So,
yeah, I'll put it out there. And before I go, I just want to say to Shawneen, and I think it's Getty. I never met her, but I know her voice right away now. They both did give me a belated birthday greeting, and I want them to know that I heard it. And Charnane, listen, girl, you have to call in because, you know, when something goes wrong with the phone, you have to fix it right away within a day or two so you get back in and call in, and you're letting it go too far. You got to fix things right away. You know, when Mr. Weisberg hangs up on me, Charnane, I call him back the next day or the day after, and it's like nothing ever happened. He forgives you, and after all, you did say something that was kind of out there. So call back in, Charnane, because I'm interested in everything you have to say, whether I like it or not. I listen to everybody. I'm very interested in everything that's going on. So please call back. It's all forgotten, right, Mr. Weisberg?
Of course. We start over fresh every morning.
I've called you such horrible names like communists and everything, and I never even apologized for you, and I'm not gonna because you have not changed, but at least you accepted it because you're still taking my call. I appreciate it. And I hope everybody has a good day. The sun is out, and I'm going to go out again this afternoon. I will have a second walk today. I've already been out. I'm feeling good about it, and I'm going to go out again. So keep it moving, guys. Keep it moving.
I might be going out and getting a second bicycle today.
A second bicycle? I can't even afford to get one, and you have two?
I get them used online. That's why I can get them so cheap.
I don't care. You're still showing off, buddy. You're showing off.
I'm getting this one for $30.
All right, well, ride around on your new bike wearing that hat. I might spot you somewhere.
I left the hat with my sister. She had it kind of in a reverential spot. She said, you can take it if you want. And I was like, no, you hold on to it. I've got things to remember and buy. But she said, if I ever get rid of it, I'll call you and you can take it.
Yeah. What's the sandwich for today?
I don't know. I ate a burger yesterday on a bun, so I probably won't have any bread today.
All right, Mr. Weisberg, you have a good day, and let's all pray for Karen Reed, okay? I really don't know how you feel about her. I hope today's the day that she can walk free out of there and be proud of herself, because I really do not believe for a second that she intended to ever kill that man. He suffered before he died, and I feel so bad for him. I hope they straighten everything out. I want everything good. I don't want nothing negative. I'm changing everything about my life. It's one day at a time because I'm so negative all the time. I don't want to put up with it no more. So, Charnane, call in today. Okay, goodbye.
All right, have a great day.
And you too.
Yes, and I think you probably will get a verdict today. I know on Friday, the jury had sent a note to the judge saying that they weren't able to reach a verdict, and the judge said, keep trying. Which, you know, and everybody's like, whoa, of course, the judge is biased. No, that's what any judge does. No judge will take a hung jury's word at the first time. The judge is going to push for more. I mean, ultimately, you want to have a verdict in every case. So the judge is always going to push for them to try a little bit more. So the thing is you've got a holiday week this week. The courthouse is going to close down. These people on the jury, you know, they're probably ready to get back to their regular lives. So they're just trying to say, okay, we can't reach a decision. And the judge is just going to push back and say, I think you need to try a little harder. You owe it to anybody that's on trial to try a little bit harder. So I think it'll probably happen today. But we'll keep an eye on it for you. Right now, I got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few moments. And if you are just waking up to a new morning, a new week, a new month, maybe you're on vacation and you're thinking to yourself, oh, you know, it'd be really nice this morning to get some fresh baked muffins or donuts or pastries from Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. Or maybe you do have to go to work and you're thinking, hey, all of us that are stuck going to work today while everybody else is on vacation, you know, like Phil Devitt and I, if you're thinking maybe we want to get some treats for everybody and kind of reward them for being the folks that come in and keep things going while everybody else is on vacation. Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. Because not only can you get their famous pastries, muffins, and donuts, which are all made fresh daily, you can also get sandwiches that can't be beat. Tuna sandwiches, linguica and cheese rolls, chicken salad, casserole, all made on their fresh-baked Portuguese bread and pops. You can also get their delicious sweet bread. Toast some of that up for breakfast. Really good. And, of course, don't forget Sunrise Bakery's famous rice pudding. Treats available for any time of day, for any reason. You don't need a big reason or a big celebration to stop by Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. You just need, well, a few moments out of your day to enjoy things the Sunrise way. It's a sensational continental feel. That's Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop. Check them out. 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. Baby. Of course, that's Damn Yankees. That's not Styx. That's the super group that Tommy Shaw from Styx formed with Jack Blades and Ted Nugent. And it was a fantastic song. Just such an amazing song. I saw Jack Blades last year. Of course, he was part of the group that sang Sister Christian. Why am I blanking on their name? Anyway, he was part of that group. And he was on the Bret Michaels Party Gras tour last year and performed that song. One of my favorite songs, High Enough. Loved it. So, Maybe Tommy Shaw sings that song as part of the Styx tour. You can enter to win at WBSM.com and on the WBS.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.